checks via overnight courier to a person in Pennsylvania. Authorities say he also collected 5 coastal plain milk snakes in Maryland in 2015 in violation of state law and brought them to Connecticut. Bartlett formerly lived in Cheshire, Connecticut, but now lives in East Point, Florida. Keith Peters reporting.
Roger Bannister, the first runner to break the 4-minute mile barrier, has died. He was 88 years old, passed away yesterday in Oxford, the city where he broke the record in 1954. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams. The loggers and the cowboys. Double cross, fire, sack, and sit-up. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold. And the pine stands tall. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
How's your soul doing, Gwen?
So far, so good. How about yours, Chris?
You know, my soul feels better every time I hear that song.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're live and well here. We're live, anyway. We're doing our best. Our partner in crime, Terry Raposa, is out today. He's at the gun show, because that's what we do. We do gun shows. So anyway, Terry's over at the gun show hanging out with a bunch of patriots and civil-minded folks and taking on the questions and answers, so forth, there at the booth that we have at the Jefferson, Jefferson Gun Show, yes.
Yeah, and while you're listening to us, maybe you ought to get in your car and go ahead and drive over to the gun show. It's at Hilltop Drive there at the Holiday Inn, so it's 9 to 4 today. I will be there as soon as we're done here. Terry's there now. We have a whole bunch of Jeffersonians, a whole bunch of guns. What could be better?
There you go. Bunch of rebels having a good time. Again, that's here in Reading on Hilltop Drive at the Holiday Inn. So come check it out from 9 to 4. And as always, Patrick Jones is the coordinator and supervisor of the gun show. And he does a stellar job with his team. He's got his whole staff there, and it's a family-run business. And they do an awesome job of keeping everything clean and right and compliant with California's mandated rules and laws and all that other good stuff. And if you're going to be working there, you have to wear a name tag with your first and last name on it. It's got to be the yellow tag. Or poor Patrick and his crew and everybody else there will get a hellacious fine.
And keep in mind, everybody, if you are a concealed weapons carrier, you cannot legally carry a concealed weapon in a gun show. Don't ask me why. That's the rules. So they do ask to check your purses and your bags when you go in. And if you're carrying, you have to unload it. And I guess you can carry that empty gun inside. But anyways, it's best just to leave it at home for this particular day. You'll be safe there.
Yep. If you're not safe at a gun show, you're not going to be safe anywhere. Which is kind of ironic when people conceal carry. They do it for a reason and to keep things safe. And they've been trained on how to deal with it. So why can they not carry a concealed pistol, handgun of any kind when they're at a gun show here in the wonderful state of California?
The rules are unbelievable. I was there yesterday. I'll be there again today. And, they have posters and placards all over the place explaining all the rules, and there are so many rules. You have to basically, I think there's probably more pages of rules for a gun show than there is in the actual United States Constitution.
But it's sad.
You cannot have a box of shells on the same table with a gun. If those shells match the gun, they have to be on a separate table. It just goes on and on.
What'll happen? Will that gun just suck those shells in?
Well, apparently, believe it or not, and there has been some incidents at gun shows where apparently some people that are very anti-gun show have gone in and loaded some of the guns on the tables, not here in Reading, but it has happened at some other gun shows where 90% of the time the people catch it, of course, because somebody picks up a gun to look at it, and all of a sudden they open up the action and there's a bullet in it, and then they tell the owner of the booth, say, hey, this gun's loaded, and, of course, the owner is perplexed and shocked, like, of course it's not loaded. What are you talking about? Well, sure enough, there's a shell inside there because there is a little group of people that were going around and wanted to make gun shows unsafe because one of the, political memes out there is you never have shootings at gun shows. So they were trying to have a shooting at a gun show, and actually they had figured out that people were picking up the guns, putting shells in them to hopefully have some sort of an accident or shooting. Isn't that great? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. So that's one of the laws. Now with the California background check, not the background check yet on ammunition. That's next year, something to look forward to. But you have to be a licensed dealer to sell ammunition, so you have to pass and get a certificate and all this other stuff. So now at the gun show, if you want to buy some boxes of shells, there's only a few people that can hand you those boxes of shells. You can pay for them, but then it has to be a dealer that has a certificate to hand the shells from the table to the buyer. So there is a million rules out there. Pat stays on top of all of them, but if you go in there and you think, gee whiz, why am I being hassled? Why are they asking to look at my purse? Why are they asking me to look at my backpack? Unfortunately, that's just the way we live today, and that's what we have to do to have this gun show. So there is a lot of rules. We don't agree with them, but it doesn't matter. That it is what it is.
Is California giving us more and more?
Different world out there, folks. It's an entirely different world that we've almost forgotten about now, but we're dreaming to get it again.
Well, it's like we're living in a flipping bubble, not by choice.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in this bubble, and we got to get out from under it.
Yeah, and it's like I tell people all the time, by the way, I tell people in the newbies class at 3276 Pacelli Lane, every Monday night we have a Jefferson meeting at 5:30. If you're new to it, you get into my class or my little instructional thing. And if you've been around a while, you go to the other one. But 3276 Pacelli Lane, 5:30 Jefferson, 6 o'clock, the regular Patriot meeting.
Yep. And Chris does a stellar job with getting the information to the folks that are coming in to want to find out what's going on with Jefferson.
Yep.
And he'll answer any question you have. And if he doesn't have the answer, he'll seek it out. And that's one thing I really like about you, Chris. You're not afraid to say, hey, you know what? I'm not sure about that, but I'll find out. But you've been asked so many questions. By now, I'm sure you've got most all of them.
And a lot of times it's the same questions, which is great. And that's what we love. I love seeing the same people come in there. I love telling them, answering their questions and seeing the light come in their eyes. That's the greatest reward there is, because it's like, wow, this thing can really work, and my life, I'm not going to have to move. I can find freedom and live right here where I love to live.
Yeah.
And yet have freedom and liberty. So that's what we're about. I just saw Jared hold up a finger, so I'm guessing it was not the middle one, which is good. That may come later, but it looks like we probably need to go to a break.
Okay. Well, we can slide off to our first break. The time has come.
For 51.
No. Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
You can go your own.
Thanks.
Alrighty, we're going to go our own way. We're going to do it our way, and we're going to show how it's to be done. And we're going to learn as we go. I mean, that's what we've been doing since day one, learning as we go. Speaking of that, we have some young folks down in the southern end of Jefferson, down in the Stanislaus area. And we have two young guys down there, Matthew and Rudy, and they are going to be starting the Jefferson Liberty Radio. And it's called JeffersonLibertyRadio.com, and it's going to be a podcast. And so they're going to record this week. And then they're going to play it on Saturday mornings. So I want to let everybody know that so you can be watching for that. The first one will be played on the 10th of March. And like I said, they'll have an episode each week. So be listening for those young men and what they do. They're going to be interviewing people. They're going to be probably walking the streets at some point, just talking to people, getting information, and just finding out what's really going on. And from their perspective and from the southern end, you know, finding out what's really going on down there in the Central Valley. So just wanted to welcome them aboard and wish them well, and have them call in and let us know what's going on once in a while, see how things are, and we'll do the same. We'll call in and harass them when they get ready to record and start doing their things.
Yeah, and I heard that there's also going to be another Jefferson radio station that's going to be out of, I believe, Amador County or Calaveras County, one of the counties down there that just had the fundraiser. They're buying some radio time. I don't have the details on that, so if you guys are listening, go ahead and call in and give us the details and let us know what time. I believe the time is 10 o'clock, so it'll be after this show, and they'll be broadcasting there. Same thing, you can pull it down live, you know, live stream it. So anyways, if any of you are listening out there in Amador, Calaveras, or Tuolumne counties, have more details than I do, give us a call, let us know, and we'll put a little spot out there for you.
Okay, and we also have KAHI. It's going to be out of El Dorado, Nevada and Placer counties. Those three counties are joining forces, and they're going to have their own radio show, and that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. And I don't have the exact date yet as to when they're going to start flying out onto the airwaves, but they're going to be doing the same thing. So see what we're doing. We're kind of spreading the love throughout Jefferson from Jeffersonians and talking about Jefferson. So you can call into any one of them or all three of them so far and just, you know, get it going. And as soon as we have more specific details and contact information and all that good stuff, we'll make sure everybody knows what it is, and then that way you can find out where they are, listen, and have some input if you'd like.
And speaking of flying the airwaves, our favorite pilot, I believe, is on the line right now.
Yes, he is.
Mark Baird just called in, so why don't we hear from Mark Baird and see what he has to say.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah, me too. It's still early, but doing pretty good so far today.
Yeah, still early. Yes, exactly. So, hey,
have you recovered from Sacramento yet?
Of course. Yes. That was a quick, easy trip. That was fun. Well, for some
you
of
know,
us, I know it wasn't quick for you. I know that. Sorry, buddy.
Well, yeah, that's the way it goes. But, you know, I was so impressed and so thrilled. I mean, what did we have, a couple hundred people on show up?
Yeah, on a Wednesday in the afternoon.
Yeah, we had a couple hundred people take time out of their day to get on buses, get in their cars, in some cases drive through the snow and the rain. We thought it was going to rain that day. Everybody showed up anyway.
Yep.
And had a great time at the courthouse protesting the fact that the United States federal court intends to deny the people who created the court their day in court. And the greatest part about it was everybody driving by, honking their horns, thumbs up. Even the police cars that went by, tooting the siren, thumbs up out the window. I mean, I can remember a day when people were screaming things at us that weren't very nice. And that's totally changed. I mean, I think people in California are starting to wake up. I guess the mayor of Oakland, after she publicized the ICE raids in advance of the raids that weren't even planned to happen, they did a little quick study on her response in her phone, and 1,200 people told her she was wrong, and 100 people told her she was right to do that. I think the people of California are starting to wake up that the government doesn't represent them anymore.
Even in Oakland, huh?
Even in Oakland.
It's very possible it was one person told her she was right 100 times, so.
Yeah. But it's funny to me because it is lack of participation that our opposition takes as support. I don't think they really have the support they think they do. I don't think there are very many people that favor taking away everybody's guns or making it so difficult to get one that you just don't even try anymore. I don't think the majority of people support that. I think the majority of people just don't say anything. And so the opposition, the controlling party, the monoparty in this state takes that as support. And I think that's partly our job, is to get people who have an opinion but aren't expressing it to express that opinion.
Well, how about this? Why don't they lead by example, and all of our politicians and our so-called quote-unquote leadership, why don't they turn in their guns first? And let's see how that goes.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, ask Kevin Leone whether he's willing to give up his Chevy Suburbans in the eco-friendly state of California.
Oh, there
ask
you go.
Jerry Brown, if he's willing to go in a car when he goes places. Ask Jerry Brown if he's willing to go on commercial transportation when he flies halfway around the world in order to sign illegal deals with the Chinese and the French climate control people.
Hey, I don't think they could give up their guns because there would be nobody in California that could buy them because they wrote themselves exempt from the gun laws. So most of their guns will hold more than 10 rounds. Most of their guns are legal for them to own, but illegal for the rest of us to own. Did they not exempt themselves from their own gun laws?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely yeah. did, Chris. And that's exactly, I think, what you're saying is that, you know, look, if you believe so strongly in your position, tell your security guys, go home, you're fired, we don't need you anymore, because if we don't have any of these things, then nothing bad will ever happen. And while you're at it, I think Jerry and Kevin Leone and Tony Villar ought to go down to East 18th Street in Oakland or down to East L.A. or Compton or something and have a meeting with the Crips and the Bloods and say, look, we've given up our guns. We're a gun-free zone. Our homes are gun-free zones. We no longer have security details. please, 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 won't you gang members give up your guns and then everybody will be safe and the world will be a happier place and we'll truly achieve the socialist utopian paradise. Oh, and while they're at it, go down to the border and ask the cartels to do the same thing. But do it unarmed. I mean, you know, practice what you preach, fellas.
Absolutely.
Hey, I bet that'd be a great campaign. We should just figure out how to put that all together and challenge them to it and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the next time Sally had a great idea, the next time we go to the courthouse, we ought to follow that up with a march to the Capitol.
Amen. Absolutely.
It's only a couple of blocks away, and let's show both of them at the same time that we are never going to go away until we get justice. We are never going to go away until we regain representation, hopefully in our own state. That's our goal. Separation from California, because quite frankly, more representation is great. We've got to have that. It's an intermediate step. There's no way we can probably finish this without it. But quite frankly, separation is our ultimate goal because that's our only insurance policy that it can't happen again. The monoparty in California is a dangerous animal. They want control. They want power. They want all your money. They want control over every decision in your life. They want to replace God, in fact, in your life. They want government to take the place that God occupies in your life. And our only insurance policy is to get away from them because otherwise it's just a matter of time.
And as well as parents, they want to take the place of parents, too. They want to take the place of parents from your children. That's, well, you know, one of the things with making the schoolwork so impossible for any normal person to figure out, because it's don't go to your parents for help. Go to the government in the form of a teacher or somebody for help.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. They want to take the place of family. They want to take the place of God. They want to take the place of morality. Whatever government says is right must be right. And I have to say, I think that the people who founded this nation and this state would be horrified at the prospect of that. And certainly, you look at people like Gavin Newsom and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and some of these other crooked idiots that run this state, and Jerry Brown, who is an absolute criminal and gets away with it all the time. Are those the people you really want taking the place of God and family in your life? I think I'll pass.
Absolutely not. No way, Jose. Hey, Mark, can you hold on a second? We've got another call in. And Terry's still on the line, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going down there in El Dorado County?
It's going great. And thank you for talking about the new radio show. In fact, we debut today at 10 a.m.,
okay.
And it's on K-High Radio. That's AM 950 and 104.5 FM. Co-hosts for today will be Greg Walsh from Placer County and Mike Murray. And the station covers, the listening audience is Placer, Nevada, El Dorado, and a good part of eastern Sacramento County. We're very excited. We've lined up some great sponsors, and I believe Mark might be calling into the show today. So it's every Sunday, 10 to 11 a.m.
And now that's K-High, K-A-H-I, is that correct, Terry?
Yes.
Okay, so our listeners up here, this radio station is obviously, we won't be able to get those here.
No, but you can go and listen online.
Right, so is it K-High.com, do you know?
I don't know. I just do K-High.
Okay, so just Google K-A-H-I radio station,
yeah, right,
and it should bring you to the website, and you can listen to it online.
Yeah, right. And you can call in. We encourage that. We'd like to hear from everybody up north and south also.
What's your number there? Do you know the number,
Sarah? It's 1-800-950-5244.
1-800-950-5244.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And we can go to khigh.com or khigh something or other, and it'll pop up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. And now this can be podcasted as well?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. See, that's what we're looking for. So when people can't actually listen at, say, at 10 o'clock, they've got other things they're going to do, but
they can come back.
They can tune in later.
Of course it is, you know, when a lot of people are in church. But,
sure.
It's a station that's been around for a long time, and it's basically talk and news.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, fantastic. So, thank you, Terry.
Terry, you've got Placer, Nevada, El Dorado, and Eastern Sacramento. So what are you thinking on your population coverage? Is it, what, probably 800,000, something like that?
The listening audience is 800,000.
Oh, okay. Good guess. Okay.
Wow. And one area that it covers and one of the main stations everybody listens to evidently is up in South Lake Tahoe,
okay,
which has been kind of an untapped area for us. So we're very happy to, you know, we're getting the word of Jefferson up there.
Perfect.
Fantastic. We need a fundraiser in South Lake Tahoe.
There you go.
Correct.
We need fundraisers all over the place here.
Yeah. And while I have you, El Dorado County meetings are the second Tuesday of the month. And this month, it's March 13th, I'm sorry, and we're having David Wolf, who's from Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He's their legislative director, and he will be our guest speaker. And we are serving a smoked barbecue chicken with all the fixings.
Wow, so you have dinner when you have your meetings, huh?
Oh, yeah, right. Last month we served almost 190 tacos.
Wow, so what time is the meeting?
It's the doors open at 5:30, which is when you can enjoy the meal and social hour, and the meeting's at 6:30.
Okay.
And it's at the American Legion Hall, 4561 Greenstone Road in Placerville.
Okay, perfect. Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
All right, thank you, Terry.
And thank you for giving us the coverage about the new show. We're very excited.
Well, that's awesome, and we're glad you guys are coming on board. It's going to be wonderful covering Jefferson, you know, throughout Jefferson. That's going to be wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank Greg and Mike for kicking it off.
All right, you too. Thank you, Terry.
Bye, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mark, you still there? You hanging in with us?
Yeah, well, isn't that amazing? I mean, you know, I can remember just a few years ago when there were just a few of us, and you know, we were struggling to try to get this word out, and now we have people like Terry and the great patriots in Southern Jefferson and Tuolumne and Calaveras and El Dorado and all of the counties, Placer and all those counties down there, and they're really stepping up. I mean, man, that's incredible.
And the beauty of it is too, you know, hats off to some of these patriots that are down there. I know Greg and his beautiful wife, Monica, she's going through some hellacious health issues right now, and they're still fighting. You know, Greg is still working his tail off, getting things done, and making sure that everything moves forward with Jefferson. So, you know, people don't stop because, you know, you get handed a bad deck of cards or bad hand in cards. You just keep moving and keep fighting, and they're doing that. And hats off to Greg for that, you know. I truly appreciate the patriotism and the work ethic and the love for Jefferson and all the people that he and his beautiful wife, Monica, have shared with all of us. And they're just good patriots. So hats off to them and wish them well on their maiden voyage today. And we'll have to listen and maybe call in and harass them a little bit just for fun.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to call in and harass them a little bit. But I'll tell you what, Greg and Monica have a special place in our hearts. Cindy and I pray for them every day. You know, Greg was down at the Sacramento courthouse while Monica was getting a chemo treatment.
Yep.
And he dashed out while she was in her treatment and did his thing for Jefferson right then and there. And I don't know, you know, it's just proof to me the caliber of people involved in this and the level of effort that we're going to. And it's just proof that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's a very humbling experience. And soon we're going to have Mariposa and Stanislaus on board, it sounds like. So, yeah, incredible. The people involved it's truly a humbling experience to be involved with these folks.
And, you know, the thing is, I'm hoping that, you know, all these counties throughout that maybe are a little bit quiet or a little bit idle are seeing this and finally deciding that, hey, you know, we need to start taking action and getting more, for lack of a better term, more aggressive about what we do and how we do it. And so I'm really.
Well, I think that's the one job we need to get better at because we need to get outside of our box. We need to start having some town halls in places like Fresno County and Merced and in Kings County and even the Bay Area. You know, I hear from people in the Bay Area and they're tired. They're sick of it. You know, they don't know what to do. They're being dictated to in the one Bay Area thing by you know, some unelected bureaucrats that are going to tell them when and where to build their houses and how they can act and when they can drive and what they can do and how they can breathe and how much it's going to cost them and when to start and when to stop. And, you know, I don't think they get it. I don't think they understand that there are answers to this, that what they need to do is force the government created to serve them to perform its constitutional function and serve the people, not the other way around. So I think that we have allies. No, I know that everyone can't be part of Jefferson. Geographically, it just wouldn't work out. And politically, it's probably impossible to get everyone that would want to be part of Jefferson in. But what we can do is we can teach them how to get a hold of that government that's left to them so that they do their job. I mean, I think we need to get outside the box, and we need to go to those areas and start telling people why it is we're doing what we're doing and why we have to do it.
Well, it's kind
and
of
then
it's funny that
give
you
them the tools to fight for themselves.
It's funny you mention that, because when we receive, you know, donations and contributions from people, they come from all over the place. And we have a person who sends a regular contribution from downtown San Francisco, which to me, they're in the eye of the storm right there. They're sending money to us. We get we get donations, contributions from people, like you just said, Kings County, San Diego, Riverside County, littered throughout all of California, not just in our bubble of Jefferson, because we have broad-based patriots everywhere. We get contributions from people across the globe, in Australia, England. We get it from Quebec, Canada. You know, I mean, so we've received monies from people from all over the world, and trying to fight this court system legally, and that's what we're trying to do by gaining the money that way. But people know about us, and they want to help any way they can. It may not be a whole lot, but you know what? It's something.
Well, let's look at the end result of a monoparty, and that's what we have in California. We have a monoparty. Pretty much whatever they say goes. Legislatively, they can engineer anything they want. You just look at some of the idiotic stuff they're doing if you need proof. So let's look at another monoparty, China.
Or North Korea.
Where President Xi Jinping just told the Congress to erase the part of the Constitution that imposes term limits on its president. And they did that because they're all in the same party and they don't represent the people. They represent the party. And as you know, whenever you stop representing the people, then it doesn't matter who you represent, it's tyranny. So that is party representation, not people representation. That's what we have here in California. So now he's president for life. Well, what if the people disagreed with him? What if the people found that their only avenue was resistance because they don't have any representation, which they don't, and they don't have a government that's run on Republican principles? Well, they can't do anything about it because they've been disarmed.
Yeah.
And that is the last opportunity for resistance. How are the people supposed to resist tyranny and dictatorship when they have been disarmed, but the government remains armed? Well, and then, California, ask yourself, what's going to happen here when the government finally comes and says, you have a nickel left and I want it, and you have to give it to me, and you can't stop me because you don't have the means to resist?
Well, history is going to repeat itself in China, it sounds like.
Well, it may.
I mean,
but quite frankly, history is already repeating itself in China, because when you look back a couple thousand years in Chinese history, the Chinese invented the authoritarian dictatorship. It's been their way for 2,000 years. Communism is no different. They just call the emperor the party chairman instead.
One of the reasons we don't teach history in our schools anymore, because God forbid anybody wants to know how we got to where we are today, and because we're going right down the same path again, where we've got unruly leaders taking away rights, unruly leaders trying to disarm us. I mean, we fought the British over the same things that are happening to us right now.
We shot
well,
them.
As I've said 100 times, there's nothing new under the sun,
nope.
And none of this is new. It's all been tried before. It's been tried for the last several thousand years in governments all over the world. Societies have come and gone. Civilizations have collapsed. And none of this is new. None of it. But what could be new
is the way we deal with it. That's the point of learning history. Do we just keep on making the same mistake and hope it turns out different the next time? Or do we act differently as people? And do we demand that the government we created to serve us actually fulfill its constitutional role and no other? Remember, the Constitution was meant to protect us from human nature, and that is the natural inclination of human beings to gain power and wealth. And that's what the Constitution is supposed to protect us from. It's not supposed to protect us from an unsafe baby carriage. That was never its function. That's your function as an adult.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get so tired of passing laws to try to make everybody safe and to outlaw stupidity. I'm sorry. There's always going to be stupidity out there. So, you know, how about we just make our own choices? And if we do something stupid, we do something stupid. But let's quit trying to outlaw stupidity for the good of everybody, because it's not for the good of anybody.
Well, and the sad part, too, is that we don't get a chance to vote on those laws. 9 times out of 10, what's happened is something's passed on our behalf by our, you know, so-called leadership of this beautiful state. What are they doing to us? Well, we know what they're doing to us. It's all about control. And the more they can funnel us down,
our example is China. All you have to do for an example of that in mono party and party rule and party takes precedent over people is you have to do it.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dome is the return of the premier Northern California NorCal Boats, Ford, and RV show in Anderson, now through Sunday. It's fun for the whole family and the best prices of the year on all forms of sport and recreation. It's the one sport event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, tackle, Wildcats of the World Show, hydro flight demos, meet Mason Tackle Rob, ride the zip line, Bill's propeller bass fin, the Pepsi Kid Live Drop Fishing Pond, Ultimate Base Camp, Liberty Cabins, Boone and Crockett Display. All this and more at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center. Sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Can it happen? Hey, we have a caller on the line. Hey, Bob, how you doing, Bob?
How we doing?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, you know, we're talking about all this stuff and the Chinese and all this. You know, the only thing that has ever worked in this world is the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And now 1500s or before. They've tried everything else. Nothing has worked as long and or as good as the United States of America. Why do the people here want to throw it away today?
Because they're naive and they don't know what the heck's going on.
Even more ironic is, you know, now we are a nation of immigrants and we love legal immigrants, no question about it. But the same party that's telling us, go ahead and welcome the illegal immigrants, bring them all in here. Well, why do they want to come here? Because it's the greatest country in the world, but we want to change this country to be like the country they're fleeing. I mean, it's pretty ironic.
The problem is when they get here, they want to bring all the crap that they had here so they feel they're at home. Why don't they just learn that we have a much better way, a much safer way, a thing that is going to help them get along in life?
Well, I think that's why most of them want to come here, and there's no question about it. But it's just, like I say, it's ironic that the leadership that says, you know, go ahead and come here, and by the way, we're going to try to make this country like the country you fled.
Yeah, rather ironic.
So that's what I got to say for today, fellas. Thank you, and thank you, Mark, and everybody. You know, and I'm so glad to hear they're getting these other radio programs started in Placerville and down that way. And, you know, I'm behind it all. Thank you, everybody.
All right, Bob. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
You too.
All right. Hey, Mark, are you still hanging in there with us?
I am, and thanks, Bob. I appreciate you and all you do to help us out.
Yeah, Bob's a patriot. Heart's in the right place, always willing to do and go to battle, you know, for what's right. Great patriot.
And we have so many people like that. It's absolutely incredible. I'm thrilled. I believe in my heart, and I think we're going to win. We have to keep it up. We've got to keep the pressure on them. We've got to spread the word. Why, you know, when you talk to your neighbors and friends, why are we doing this? Why is there no other way? You know, tell them what's going on in this state as if they don't already know. What's going on in your towns and cities because they're afraid of the state? How does your city council act because it's afraid of retaliation from the state of California or maybe been infiltrated? Ask your board of supervisors, who do you work for, the state of California or for us? I mean, start showing up, folks. Start going to these meetings, expressing your opinion. Because they're coming to take the last of your stuff. The California legislature is out of control. It does not represent you. It hasn't for a long, long time. And you can't make them because the monoparty and the unions that own them are in the driver's seat, the seatbelts fastened tight, and they are headed down the road to destruction. You look at Gavin Newsom, or you know, let's look at Kevin Leone. He just got the nod from the Service Employees International Union for his run for United States Senate, and Dianne Feinstein, admittedly she's a crook too, but she couldn't even get the Democratic Party's approval because the SEIU is behind Kevin Leone now. So here you have a union. The California Nurses Association is backing Gavin Newsom for governor, and his new platform now is single-payer health care in California at a cost of $400 billion a year. $400 billion a year. And even Gavin Newsom doesn't know how that's going to get paid for. But the California Nurses Association has given him lots of money, so he's going to pipe their tune. That's the state we're in, folks. Now, if the Janus case succeeds in the Supreme Court, and unionized employees no longer have to donate to political causes that they don't approve of, this picture may change significantly in California, but not fast enough to help us.
Yeah, that's a big one to watch.
But there's demonstrably how two state employees unions or their affiliates are in charge of this state, and they are telling you how you're going to live with their union members' contributions, voluntary and involuntary. And those things that they want you to do are not for your benefit. They are to benefit that union, increase its membership, increase the contributions, and therefore increase their contributions to Democratic candidates that will do their bidding for them.
And that's how they get into your That's how they get into your pocket. That's exactly how they're getting into your coin purse, whatever, your wallet, whatever you want to call it. That's how they get money from you. And on top on top of that, the messenger that was just sent out yesterday, if you don't have the messenger, go to soj51.org and click on the messenger and get signed up so you can receive it. There's a lot of good information in that article that is written by a couple of really good patriots by Terry Girardi, Diana Barrett, and Jenny Rapini. Those three ladies are awesome. They're on top of everything, and they make sure that they share all the information and get it out to us. And the one they sent out yesterday is talking about the $44 billion that California has with non-competitive contracts. So you start breaking all that stuff down. $3 million contract extension for the high-speed rail. Okay, that how does that work? And then $835 million non-competitive contract amended in 2013 for a company that manages Medicare dental benefits. That was the seventh amendment to the original contract that the state had with them. So how does that work? Then $75.5 million non-competitive contract for Department of Motor Vehicles on top of what was a $62.8 million package for the state driver's license production system. So, good Lord, you're looking at all the money that's being spent. And then here's the big one at the end. It says $163 million contract that was missing from databases highlighted shortcomings in the state's accounting system. Yes, you heard that right. The databases highlighted shortcomings in the state's accounting system, $163 million. And it was the eighth change to the contract from the Department of Developmental Services. And nobody entered that into the general services for tracking the spending. $163 million. How does that happen by the accountants? How does that work?
Well, you know, I think, Lynn, that points out, when you have a bloviated bureaucracy, which we certainly have in the state of California, you have a bloviated judicial system, with no oversight on either, because where does oversight come from? It comes from the people's house. That's part of the checks and balances. The people are supposed to watch over the government that was formed to serve them, and we watch over them with the money. We watch over them by ensuring that the money is spent the way the legislature intends it to be and that it's not mishandled or misused, and there is a penal code in California, I think, if memory serves, it's 382, misuse of public funds. Well, the body that is supposed to oversee the judicial branch has never, ever, ever been audited. They've never sanctioned or censured a judge. No one's ever been forced out of being a judge because of their actions. And they have been blowing millions and millions of dollars year after year after year after year after year. And no one knows where that money went or how it was spent. No one's ever audited them.
And that's why I call for a forensic audit on every single department, every time.
Well, I mean, the People's House should be calling for that, but the People's House, remember, was stunted in the 1860s. In other words, the People's House was told, you will not grow again in order to represent the people we've sworn to serve. They did that themselves so that they could hang on to their power. They wanted to deny people access to political power. And so the legislature capped itself in 1860s, and the other two branches of government have been growing like weeds ever since. So the People's House now is the diminutive house, the unresponsive house, the house that can't do anything, won't do anything, only interested in protecting their own position and their own power. The districts get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally your vote is meaningless and absolutely worthless. While the other two branches of government do whatever the hell they want because there's no one paying attention to what they're doing. Funny how that works.
Yeah, these politicians kind of remind me of, those old big giant money tubes with all the fans and the money's blowing around.
Yeah.
Except they've
taken
your kids and grandkids' money and put it in there. Mm-hmm. And these people get inside and they grab all the money they can and then walk out the door and it's the next person's turn. So they're in there wasting this money, blowing this money, getting rich themselves through all this special interest money, and they don't care. They don't care about the future generations. They don't care about their grandkids and their future grandkids because their personal grandkids will be taken care of because they go into office and they become multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. And meantime, our grandkids and great-grandkids and children are all going to be destitute because they've taken all of our money and taken it for themselves, and then they walk out of office and it's the next guy's problem.
Well, let's just take a look at the Bay Bridge. $8 billion over budget, 20 years behind schedule. Who was the big beneficiary of that? Oh, by the way, Jerry Brown was in charge of the design committee for that when he was mayor of Oakland. Oh, I know, Dianne Feinstein's husband. Who's the big beneficiary of high-speed rail? I know, Dianne Feinstein's husband. Who's the big beneficiary of solar power in the state of California? Nancy Pelosi and her brother-in-law in Solyndra and her family. Who are the big beneficiaries of the eco-terrorism going on in the United States today? Al Gore, his family, and his buddies. So, look, people, we can do something about this. We're doing it. We're in federal court. What we need to do is we need to demand our day in court. The people can fix this. We're trying. We have a federal court case going right now. There is one judge standing between us and a potential victory for all of the people of California, not just the people of Jefferson. This will help all the people of California by restoring representation that is afraid of its voters. And we have one federal judge who would deny us our day in court. We're resubmitting our complaint on March 8th. There will be rebuttals and cross rebuttals, and then the judge will schedule a hearing. We need popular support. We need there to be no doubt in anyone's mind that the people demand their day in court. We need a three-judge court to be appointed for this case. It is time. There is no excuse not to do it. We need our day in court. We demand our day in court. People created the government, not the other way around. For anyone to tell the people they do not deserve their day in court, to me, is a crime. And we must make sure that everyone in government understands we will not be denied our day in court. Representation depends on this.
And that three-judge panel, that three-judge court, was already given to us, so it cannot be taken away at this point.
Oh, no, it was given to us, and then it was taken away.
Right.
We don't have a three-judge court now. We are demanding that three-judge court.
Yeah.
Now, what was the timeline on that, Mark? We received it, and then it was yanked out from under us. So when did we receive it, and when did it get taken away?
Well, we received it early on, and it was taken away thereafter because the state whined. They didn't have any reason. They didn't have any new information. They just whined, oh, you can't give them a three-judge court because they don't deserve their day in court. And the judge changed her mind at the behest of the state of California. So what we need to do is we're getting that re-amended complaint filed. We need to make sure that everybody is calling legislators, calling city council people, calling county supervisors, calling everybody they can. We demand our day in court. We will not be denied justice. We are the people that formed this government. We are the reason government exists. There was no government here before the people came here and formed the government. And for the government to turn to the people it is sworn to represent and tell them you do not deserve justice, to me, is the absolute most corrupt, most horrible outcome we could possibly expect out of the monoparty in the failed socialist state of California.
Amen, brother. Amen. Wow. Okay, well, we've got a battle. We're all lining up, and we're shoulder to shoulder. We're going to make this happen. So we just need to get everybody else that's on board within all the counties. You know, do your part. I mean, if you're listening for the first time, find out who your leadership group is. Go to soj51.org and look up the leadership the committees, and then you'll find in your county who to contact within your county under the committees list. So please do that, and you can peruse the whole thing. Check out the whole website. You can see the court documents that we have there. First time anything like that's ever been done. We're being honest and transparent. We're putting everything out there so that people can read it and understand it themselves and know where we're headed. So please, you know, do your part. Help us out, and we'd love to see you on the front lines with the rest of us. Mark, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate it, and we're at the top of the hour, and we're going to be rolling over to another show here in just a moment. So, Chris, thanks for hanging out here on Jefferson State of Mind. Appreciate it.
I'll see you on the